Dare to dream, dream, dream. Welcome to the Dare to Dream radio show. I'm your host, Deborah Dashinger. Join me every week as I interview inspiring guests from all walks of life, all ages, all backgrounds, all parts of the world, who had a dream and found a way to make that dream come true. Listen to this worldwide award-winning radio show every week and learn to dare to dream and make your dreams come true. Sit back and enjoy, and welcome.
You can be anything, a rock star, beauty queen, fly with a broken wing, baby, if you dare to dream, dare to dream.
Hi, Debbie Dashinger here. And boy, talk about Mercury retrograde. I think I'm very sensitive to those retrogrades, and I know we're supposedly just coming out of five planets all at the same time. That's supposedly a time when electronics go haywire, when you're not supposed to sign contracts. You know, you just sort of ride out this time. And I got to tell you, my PC got so hit, it's been down for a week. Very debilitating. But I am implementing something called surrender, and I'm doing other things like organizing my desk and making all those really important calls that I always put off, you know, my retirement plan and changing that around and all sorts of things. So it's like, what else can you do when something hits besides resist it and get stressed out? You know, find where the opportunity is. Find where the perfection may be. I've got people working on my computer. Not my business. They'll resolve it. It takes a week and a half. So how are you doing? How are your electronics? And if they're up, I got to say, when you listen to the show, definitely chat about it. I know you guys are great about writing me personally, and I love hearing from you. I've developed relationships with some of my listeners. I have to say, write to each other too. Post stuff on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, my website, this radio station website, wherever you be, let's get a conversation going. So a little later on, I'm bringing on a guest. I'm telling you right now, get his book. It's called The Technology of Joy. It's by Jonathan Robinson, and it's really cutting-edge new ways to beat the blues and bliss out of your days. As I mentioned to Jonathan before the show started, I'm out there. I'm part of his tribe. I know a lot of these types of information, but he had so much new stuff in there and was presented in such an easy read way. Really enjoyed it. So we're going to get into that and teach you some new things, apps, gadgets, tools, supplements for feeling more delight in your life. Moving you toward your dream come true. Wow, what's possible? Well, I'm Debbie Dashinger, by the way, and always an honor to be with you. And thanks for taking time out of your busy day to be with me. You know, you can be mindful at any moment. I'm talking about my computer. Funny thing, right, about the computer, the first thing a lot of people say is, well, go get a Mac. Like, thank you so much for sharing. You know, it doesn't mean that things can't happen on other computers as well, but it really is about how you react to things, right? It may not be about running out and buying a whole new something-something. It may be about how you deal with it. So you can become mindful at any moment. You just start paying attention to your immediate experience. And you can do it right now. Right now. What's happening this instant? And if you think of yourself as an eternal witness and just observe the moment, what do you see, hear, and smell? You're not judging it. And if you notice your mind wandering, bring yourself back and just say to yourself, now, now, now. I am living a life not only right now of surrender and flow, but also of expecting miracles. So let's expect miracles. And when you request something particular from the divine, and boy, I do. I have conversations with my highest self, with the divine, with the unseen. Remember, have a request and always finish that request by adding the words, this or something even better. Perhaps there's a program you want to go to and it costs a certain amount of money and it's $25,000 for 6 months and I want to do this program. I desire it deeply. It's in my heart, and if it's your intention, I'll do the work, but also show up. Let's co-create. let's create that program for 6 months, $25,000, that and or something even better. So believe it, because believe you deserve better. You truly do. You can look at role models all around you and know that it's now your turn. Wherever you're operating from, it's now your turn. This is your chance to make it so. And the best way to bring yourself into the present moment is to focus on your breathing. When you place your awareness on what's happening right now, you propel yourself powerfully into the present moment. This is all we have anyway, yeah? So focus on the breath. It's a preferred method because the breath is always right there with you. Steve Jobs left a lot of amazing speeches and really got up on the podium and shared a lot. When he knew he was dying of cancer, he had already received his cancer diagnosis, and he gave a speech in 2005 to Stanford. And I just want to read you a paragraph from it because it's so beautiful. If there's anything going on in your life that's computer-oriented or work-oriented or relationship-oriented or money-oriented, career, sex, travel, hobbies, family, health, life, whatever, here's what Steve Jobs said. I want to bring you back to the moment, liberate you, and give you some freedom in this moment and in this breath. He said, death is very likely the single best invention of life. It's life's change agent. It clears out the old to make way for the new. Right now, the new is you. But someday, not too long from now, you will gradually become the old and be cleared away. Sorry to be so dramatic, but it's quite true. Your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. Don't be trapped in dogma, which is living with the results of other people's thinking. Don't let the noise of others' opinions drown out your own inner voice, heart, and intuition. They somehow already know what you truly want to become. Everything else is secondary. Stay hungry, stay foolish. So, so brilliant of him to leave us with those words and many others. And it was Brené Brown who said, the willingness to show up changes us. It makes us a little braver each time. Eckhart Tolle said, if you get the inside right, the outside will fall into place. And Brian Grazer said, more than intelligence or persistence or connections, curiosity has allowed me to live the life I wanted. And I love that one, that last one in particular, because I think curiosity is exactly why I do the job I do on radio. I'm so curious. And for me, these shows are masterclasses. I hope you get at least the same out of it and out of every conversation and guest. So again, I remind you, get on there and write. Send these shows to other people who will benefit from and be uplifted from and learn from. But write, what'd you think about what you heard today? Excited to hear from you. Well, again, my guest today, Jonathan Robinson, MA, MFT, is a psychotherapist, best-selling author of 11 books, and a professional speaker from Northern California. He has reached over 100 million people around the world with his practical methods, and his work has been translated into 47 languages. Mr. Robinson has made numerous appearances on The Oprah Show, as well as other national TV talk shows, and articles about him have appeared in USA Today, Newsweek, and the Los Angeles Times. His latest book is called The Technology of Joy, the 101 Best Apps, Gadgets, Tools, and Supplements for Feeling More Delight in Your Life. In Jonathan's public talks and seminars, he provides people with immediately useful information in a fun and entertaining manner. If you want to find out more about him, go to findinghappiness.com. Jonathan, so excited to have you on Dare to Dream today. Welcome.
Thank you, Debbie. I look forward to it.
I want to start with the fact that you are a psychotherapist. You've been on a 40-year quest to find the best and easiest ways to feel wonderful. Thank you for that. And you've also been on Oprah numerous times to talk about shortcuts to joy. You've spoken at Google about the future of happiness. So why have you gone on this technology quest to write this book and find ways that we can all feel so fantastic?
Well, For better or worse, I'm a pretty lazy person. I like to experience high states of consciousness, joy, ecstasy, but I don't necessarily like doing hours of yoga and meditation. So I've always been looking for a better way to do things that might be easier. And also, if you notice, the world's, you know, sometimes not in that good a shape. I'm thinking that we really need to learn to use technology to open our hearts and to connect and reach higher states of consciousness, or we might be in trouble because we certainly have used technology to create WMDs, which are widgets of mass distraction.
And mass destruction as well. Well, yes. Put. So with that in mind, how did you embark on the quest? Did you go out to people and say, what do you use, what do you recommend, or did you go to companies? How did you come across the methods that you introduced to us?
Well, actually, it started with Steve Jobs,
huh.
Believe it or not. Steve and I, since you shared a Steve story, Steve and I actually knew each other in high school. We went to the same high school.
Can I just stop for a moment and say, what are the odds? Really?
Yeah.
Is the universe divine or what?
Well, he was older than me, but we were both in a computer class in 1972 together. And he was obsessed with this computer that our school had just gotten that was like a 500-pound refrigerator-sized computer that could basically play tic-tac-toe and a couple other things. And he was a pushy guy even back then, and we would be vying for the computer, and one day I turned to him. I didn't know he'd be Steve Jobs. He was Steve the pushy guy, you know. So I said, why are you so obsessed with this machine? And he looked at me, and he said, don't you see? This technology is going to change everything. It's going to change the entire world. Well, at the time, it was hard to see that this refrigerator-sized machine that played tic-tac-toe was going to change the world. But as we know, Steve was right. And it got me thinking that technology starts off kind of not so good and then quickly can get a lot better. And over the years, I was always looking for any technology that made me feel good or helped me to meditate or helped me to experience joy. And over the years, they have gotten a lot better so that now some of them are fantastic and they are on a exponential growth curve of getting much, much better pretty quickly. So I've kind of collected them. I have about 100 of them in my house. And I find that different things work for different people, but they've certainly added to my life.
I loved that you were the guinea pig for everything you talk about, and I love that you had very sort of raw and real feedback on whether things worked. I am a fan, by the way, of the show Limitless, so when you sort of wrote in your chapter on nootropics or cognitive enhancers, that really caught my attention. I didn't know that anything akin to NZT, which is a drug term they use on the TV show Limitless, was actually real and available. So tell me about these smart drugs.
Well, I mentioned probably a dozen of them in my Technology of Joy book, and the reason they're not more popular is because of the dozen or so that are the best known, different things work for different people. So you generally have to try three or four of them out to find the one that really works for you. I mean, like, coffee really does not work for me. It makes me all jittery. But coffee is pretty popular. It works for a lot of people. In the book, I describe, the top dozen and what most people say about them. But when you find one that works for you, it just really rocks your world. I have one that I take almost every day. It makes me focused. It makes me energized. And best of all, it makes me joyous. And that's pretty good for 20 cents a day.
And what is that?
Well, that one is called sulbutiamine, and it's actually a vitamin B1 that's been altered a little bit so that it crosses the blood-brain barrier. And it just wakes up your brain and makes you feel like, wow, life is pretty great. And it also helps me to focus. That works for a lot of people, but as I said, different things for different people. and you have to find the one that works for you. In the book, as you know, I put in a lot of, you know, you can go to this website and get like a sampler pack, or you can go to this website and get inexpensively. And I made it point that I was not making money from anything that I recommended, because I wanted to be a credible reviewer and just recommend the products that I thought people would be helped by.
Well, I started following some of the things that I felt might be beneficial. I also bought the sulbutamine. Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
Sulbutamine. And I also got the CDP choline from Doublewood. So far, actually a little too jittery for me. Is that interesting? A little too hyped. I also got the Gabitrol.
Yeah.
Like that very much. And something that I ordered and received, and I got to admit, I have not yet used it. I don't know why I'm saving it, but from webnutrients.com. That was pretty groovy, where you write in your personal information, and they send you something that they think is going to help your particular body.
Right. I like that. I like them a lot. They have a lot of innovative products. And as you see, different things work for different people. So you have to be willing to spend maybe $50 so you could try 5 or 6 different things. But once you find something that really works for you, you have a friend for life. I mean, imagine, I don't know if you drink caffeine, but, you know, imagine that you can't ever do that again. It would affect you. But
right.
I have like 4 or 5 products that I really like, and I can switch between them. And it really adds not only to my productivity, but I found that one product actually gives me an experience very much like the drug ecstasy, which, as we know, is illegal, but it's a powerful drug. It really opens my heart, and it's this drug or this supplement is legal, and you can buy it, and it costs about $3 a day.
And which one is that?
That's one of the ones from Web Nutrients. It's actually called, they change the name occasionally, but I think it is now called NuStax. It's
N-E-W or N-O-O?
N-O-O-S-T-A-X. It's actually 5 pills that you take all at once, and it's not subtle. I mean, you know, be prepared for what could be described as a actual trip. But it is legal, and in fact, the supplements are all good for you. The worst thing in there is caffeine.
Fascinating. Okay, I'm going to check that out, too. I have no idea how I react, but, you know, I kind of like the experimentation. If it doesn't work, you don't do it again. If it's awesome, you know where to go to get more.
Right.
And I am, actually. I do drink coffee, but interestingly enough, I am sensitive to stimulants, and especially in products, so I'm very, very careful. I can't take things with guarana or caffeine in them. And one of the ones you mentioned is called Ultra Energy Plus. What's your feedback on that? Do you like that product?
I do like that product. That's more of almost like a food where it has no caffeine or guarana or anything like that. And it gives you a sustained sense of energy throughout the day. The downside is that you don't feel it right away. It takes an hour or two to feel anything. And I found that people who are jittery with caffeine and guarana, sometimes if they take a supplement called L-theanine, they will eliminate all that jitter, and it will work for them much better. So there's a lot of science now behind this, and this is just one of the areas that I talk about in the Technology of Joy, that every year we're getting like twice as much information about these different technologies, and some of them also are brand new. Sulbutamine didn't exist a couple of years ago, and now not only does it exist, it's inexpensive, and you can buy it at a health food store.
Brilliant. Well, you're listening to Dare to Dream Radio. I hope you will join me after the show at DebbieDashinger.com or on Facebook at Dare to Dream Radio and TV. When we come back with Jonathan Robinson, we're going to find out if he's always been a joyous guy, how you can tap into your inner joy, and some feedback devices you may not know about that can change your life. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Dare to dream, dream, dream.
Do you have a published book that never reached its bestseller potential? Are you working on a book or ebook you hope to publish soon? Do you have a book locked inside of you, waiting to release your message to the world? Well, Debbie will launch your book to guaranteed bestseller rating. Go to mybestsellerbook.com. If you desire for your book to be a bestseller, go to mybestsellerbook.com.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
When making the decision to hire a coach, find a pro who delivers. Debbie Dashinger is an expert with an impressive platform that gets results. Let go of issues and shift your life into brilliance. Go to www.DebbieDashinger.com. That's D-A-C-H-I-N-G-E-R, DebbieDashinger.com. Debbie believes that we are each meant to shine our light and fulfill our unique path. Hire a coach who delivers. www.DebbieDashinger.com.
You're not bad. You're not selfish. You're not ugly. You're not broken.
I'm Debbie Dashinger, and I'm interviewing Jonathan Robinson, psychotherapist and best-selling author. You can find out more about Jonathan at findinghappiness.com. Jonathan, you yourself, you write a book about joy, the technology of joy, and have you always been a joyous guy?
No, in fact, what got me into this was the fact that I was a depressed and suicidal teenager, and my parents were also depressed, and I had an unhappy childhood, so I figured I better start searching and doing something different, or I'll end up like them. And so, you know, as a teenager, I read self-help books. I started meditating. I've always been on the lookout for what is the most advanced technology for feeling better. And, you know, sometimes that involves meditation or psychological techniques. But nowadays, I think it's moving towards various apps or gadgets or supplements that just didn't exist a few years ago.
It's amazing how they create ease. I remember when a friend of mine turned me on to the app called Calm, and I use it all the time. Love it. You know, you can be on the road. It's on your phone. You can meditate. You choose 5 minutes, 30 minutes. And then you recommended one that I've been recently checking out, and I have it written down somewhere because they've been writing to me, but it's something about a Life Flow, I think it's called. Meditation, and I've been really enjoying that. I always need something that doesn't have a lot of stimulation, can't be happy up music. It has to be very chill and relaxing and calming.
Yeah, different people like different things. So that's why in the Technology of Joy book, I put 101 ideas or methods. And I give recommendations as to what type of person it might be best for. Because the hard part here is to find the thing that works best for you. If you try enough things, everybody finds something. A lot of people get down, oh, we shouldn't use technology like this, you shouldn't do this. And I say, well, yeah, that's fine. And then they try one of my gadgets, and they get totally blown away, and they say, where do I get this? You know, so until you find something that works for you, it seems like, maybe this is unnatural. But in reality, even things like yoga and meditation are a technology. They're just the best technologies we had 10,000 years ago. Now things are starting to change, and we have more options and more possibilities.
What's your favorite way to tap into your inner joy? What do you love to do most?
Well, I love meditating, and I use some of the meditation apps. My current favorite is there's an app called Inner Balance, and you have to buy a little gizmo with it, where it gives you real-time feedback as to how open your heart is. And second by second, you can get feedback as to whether you're moving towards a more heart-opening experience of love or less. And with that feedback, I've been able to tap into incredibly deep feelings of ecstasy and love in a short period of time, and that wasn't accessible to me even 2 years ago.
Wow. Inner Balance. No kidding. How do you use that?
Well, you put a clip on your ear. It's from the Institute of Heart Math, which you probably are familiar with, and they have a very scientific way of measuring something called heart coherence. And you actually can see the level on your smartphone when you plug it in and put this little clip on your ear. And you try different stuff to see what helps, and it shows you what is helping. So just like riding a bike, if you never fell off a bike, you would not learn how to ride a bike. It's by going this, falling off this way and falling off that way that you learn, oh, this is how I should do it. Well, it's the same thing with learning how to tap into a very calm place or how to tap into an open heart. These gadgets can actually give us that feedback. So instead of learning it after 40 years of trial and error, you can learn it after 40 minutes of trial and error.
And speaking of tech, I think it's a pretty big deal that you did a talk at Google entitled The Future of Happiness. How did you feel about it, and how was it received by the high-tech experts?
Well, it's gotten thousands and thousands of hits, so it was a popular talk because, everything we do is really to try to feel better. Mm-hmm. Why do you even do Google searches? Because you think that by getting the answer to your search, you'll feel better. So the executives at Google are interested in, how do we help people to get to the ultimate goal that they're wanting, which is happiness or joy. And so it was their best attended talk ever. They had a lot of people at that talk. And they were just fascinated with all these different technologies, and they actually encouraged me to write a book about it because they wanted to know about them. And I'm in ongoing talks. I'll be doing another talk at Google in a couple of months. And life is stressful now. People spend hours a day looking at their computer, and not everybody has a lot of time to learn to meditate well or do yoga. So they were interested in how technology can help people to be at their best, and it was really fun to talk to them.
I love that you're going back. That's such a good sign. What are you going to talk about next time?
Well, I'm going to bring some of my gadgets there so people can try them out, and it will be more experiential rather than more theoretical. But one of the things I'm going to talk about is, can technology help us to achieve higher states of consciousness? And if so, how can we invest money or brain power to help us that way, because you know the world is a reflection of us, and if we are stressed out, then the world is going to be not doing so well. But if enough people can tap into peace or tap into joy or love on a daily basis, then that's going to be reflected in the world. And the leaders at Google are very aware of that. In fact, they actually have many meditation programs at Google and encourage all their employees to meditate every day. But the big thing that they say is they don't always have the time to do that. So if they can tap into, say, one of these apps or gadgets that help people induce a state of deep meditation in just 5 minutes, then they're very interested in having their employees be able to do that.
How cool. Okay, so that leads me to want to ask you, inducing these states, one of the feedback devices that you explore is called the eye focus band, which is also used by athletes. Tell me about the eye focus band and what its results are.
Well, I think that that and something called a Muse, they're both basically EEG machines that give you feedback and tell you when you're moving towards a more harmonious state of mind. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're quite ready for prime time yet. I think they will be in about a year. I own both, and they're a little clunky in the interface. You know, it's kind of like a 1985 computer. But these things get better really quickly, and a lot of golfers were using this because when you're golfing, you want to be in the right state of mind when you hit the ball, and they found that the golfers that use this tended to win their tournaments. So it's starting to be like an elite athlete thing right now, but what is used by elite athletes this year will be used by a lot of people next year and the year after.
Oh, my goodness. It just makes me wish that I was sitting in a warehouse and I can open the boxes of things you're talking about and just sit down and spend time every day experiencing them. It sounds extraordinary, and I love what's possible. I don't think it's even reasonable to think we can avoid that this is happening. We are living in an age where this is what we're looking toward to help us to sustain ourselves through, as you just very well described, an overwhelming, very busy time for most people. And in order to keep up and still take care of ourselves, we're relying more and more on new technology ways of achieving something. And it sounds like, through a lot of your experiments, Jonathan, that some of them are actually quite profound and quite deep, maybe even deeper than we could do on our own.
Yeah, and different things for different people, but I have found that a lot of people have used, say, I have a chair that induces a state of meditation. It costs several thousand dollars, unfortunately, but it works really well. And a lot of people who have sat in that chair said that was the most profound non-drug experience they have ever had. So they can really give you a forevision of what's possible. But then there's things that cost like a dollar that can do a lot. One of my favorite gadgets is this thing called the Tingler, and maybe you've experienced this. It's one of the things where you put it on your head. Well, that can be a nice feeling, but most people haven't used this to its full advantage. So if you have two Tinglers on your head and one on each knee, 50% of people who have that say it was the most pleasurable experience of their life, even more pleasurable than an orgasm. Now, that's pretty good for $4. And most people aren't taking advantage of it. So they don't know about it, or they don't have one, or they used it incorrectly at first. So when people have this four Tingler experience, they see the possibilities of all the things that they may have been missing.
When we come back, we're going to learn more from Jonathan about his interview with the Dalai Lama about these technologies, and also he will share a magical mantra that leads to gratitude. This is Debbie Dashinger on Dare to Dream Radio. Join me after the show on Twitter, at Debbie Dashinger. Stay right there. I'll be back.
Dare to dream, dream, dream.
mybestsellerbook.com. The bestseller launch program team has long-term client credibility and 100% success in creating international best-selling books. Your book will become a U.S. or international Amazon bestseller guaranteed. You will get published and you keep all the royalties, even if your book is already published. Your book will be promoted to over 1 million of our global following. You'll be provided comprehensive reports, including hourly bestseller proofs during your launch. And you'll have book press releases and radio interviews and everything to create a tsunami of interest and knowledge about you as a writer and for your book. Are you ready to become a bestseller? Well, the Guaranteed International Bestseller is available for you at mybestsellerbook.com. What a great investment, mybestsellerbook.com.
Only a few will take a chance.
To learn more about getting your book to number one international bestseller and joining the bestseller book launch program, go to mybestsellerbook.com. To learn more about concierge level, VIP private one days, yeah, staple this to your memory. Go to mybestsellerbook.com as well as DebbieDashinger.com.
Do you enjoy listening to Gary and Dane every week on Voice America? Would you like to spend 4 days with them, exploring what else is possible for your life and living? Access consciousness is not a thing you do. It's a lifestyle you can live. It gives you access to everything you are and gives you the tools to create anything you desire. What else would you like to add to your life? How much fun can you have being alive? What are you capable of that you haven't ever acknowledged? Join Gary Douglas and Dr. Dane here in the new foundation class, April 15th to 18th in Vancouver, Canada, or live streamed online. It's a brand new core class in Access, and you could be part of its creation. To find out more or sign up, visit 5daysofchange.com.
Would you like to be a part of creating a sustainable future on planet Earth? The El Lugar Foundation, created by Gary Douglas and Dr. Dane here, is a non-for-profit organization providing alternative ways of working with and preserving land for a sustainable future. To donate and learn more, go to crowdrise.com/changethecourseofour. What kind of Earth would you like to see passed on to the next generation and beyond? crowdrise.com/changethecourseofour.
In my eyes, in my mind, in my heart.
We are back with Jonathan Robinson. And Jonathan, you had an interview with the Dalai Lama. How cool is that? What was that like? And what did you learn from your interview with him about these technologies?
Well, I was wondering what he would feel about these things and whether he thought that they were useful. And I'll quote you what he said.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "If it were possible to become free of negative emotions by an implementation of a gadget or electrode or a drug without impairing the critical mind, I would be the first patient."
Mm.
So that's pretty supportive. He's long supported research into the brain in order to help facilitate what he has called the engineering of enlightenment. And I really loved spending time with him. He's like the wisest person you ever met, plus has the joy of a little child. It's an unusual combination and truly delightful to be around.
Phenomenal. And you were alone with him. I guess he may have had people around, but essentially alone with him to connect with this interview?
Yeah, I was interviewing him, but there's always a bunch of people around him. And so, you know, people were very interested in our exchange because they wondered what he would feel about these gadgets, and he just loved them. He was like a kid in a toy store as I showed him various gadgets.
And you know a magical mantra that leads to gratitude. Oh, magical mantra. What is that? Can you share what that mantra is?
Sure. First, I have to tell you how I came about it. Mm-hmm. In the 90s, I interviewed 40 spiritual leaders, ranging from the Dalai Lama to the late Mother Teresa, and I'd always ask them for their best technique for connecting spiritually, and a lot of these people mentioned gratitude was the key. So many years later, a friend of mine said that he went to India and saw this guru who gave him this magical mantra that just has filled him with overwhelming gratitude. Well, I'm a seeker, so he wouldn't tell me the mantra. So I went to India to talk to this guru so I could find it out myself. I don't know if you've ever been to India, but it's a hard place to travel to. Mm-hmm. It's on the other side of the world, and once I was there, you have a rickshaw for 3 hours, and then I had to wait in line in 100-degree heat for 3 hours to talk to the guru. I finally get a chance to talk to him, and I say, Guruji, please tell me, you know, my friend mentioned you have this magical mantra for helping me feel overwhelming gratitude. And he said in his deep Indian accent, ah, yes, my mantra is the most powerful mantra on earth. So he leans in to whisper into my ear. I'm very excited. And he says, whenever possible, repeat the following words. The mantra I give you are the words, thank you. I said, that's it? I traveled 18,000 miles to get the word thank you? Are you kidding me? That's it? And he says, no. That's it is the mantra you have been using. That makes you feel like you never have enough. My mantra is thank you, not that's it. That's it will take you nowhere. So I was like stunned, and I'm pissed off and disappointed. I say, well, then thank you. And then he turns to me and says, no, thank you is not the mantra. You must say it many times a day from your heart. Mm-hmm. So when you eat good food, say thank you. When you see your child or a sunset or your pet, say thank you from your heart, and mm-hmm. soon you will be filled with gratitude.
Wow.
Well, I was still pissed off, but I figured I traveled 18,000 miles to, you know, I do what he says. So I leave the ashram, I get in a taxi, and it has air conditioning. And so I say from my heart, oh, thank you for this air conditioning. And then I go to pay the taxi driver, and I have money. I say, thank you that I have this money. And then I go into my hotel, and there's clean water. I say, thank you for this clean water from my heart. And then I go to call my wife, and I'm using Skype. I'm talking to her on the other side of the world for free using the Internet. I say, thank you for Skype. And then thank you for my wife. And then she shows us our dog. And I say, oh, thank you for our dog. And within 40 minutes, I had tears of gratitude going down my face.
Wow.
So even a little technology where, you know, we all say thank you, but he said you have to say it from your heart many times a day. And just little tweaks like that can make a huge difference in your life if you actually do it.
What a beautiful story. I love that. Sometimes those are the most profound things that start out with a, huh? You know, what are you talking about? And nothing lands. And then you implement something that seems ridiculously simplistic, and it has profound effect. Its simplicity is actually the gift itself.
Yeah.
So thank you for that story from my heart.
You're very welcome.
You teach something called the shortcuts to success. I'd love to get some suggestions because the show is basically about success of creating dreams. What are some shortcuts that you can recommend to success?
Well, here's a really simple one. Figure out what one change in your life that if you could change it, it would make a huge difference in your life. You know, for some people it might be more money. For some people it might be attracting the right person. For another person it might be a health issue. For another person it might be how to tap into peace, whatever it is. So figure out what that thing is that you're most interested in, and then go to Amazon and find put that in the search bar and find the book that most people review the best as being useful for that particular thing. You know, because if you can learn from experts, you can really cut down your learning curve really a lot. You know, I used to, 25 years ago, I was living in my van. I had no money. I realized, you know, I need money. I'm going to learn how to make money. So I got, you know, two books on making money, and within 4 years, I was a millionaire.
And what did you implement? What was the book about?
Well, how to make money is pretty clear if you read how most people do it. 88% of people in America who are millionaires or multimillionaires did it through real estate. Mm-hmm. So I learned about real estate, and that helped. I also learned about marketing, so I could market my books, and I got a book on how to, you know, get on Oprah and things like that, and I
did
what they said, and it worked. So you really, what might have taken me 30 years to do, I was able to do in like 3 years. So that's one shortcut to success. But another shortcut to success is to feel really good. You know, happy people live longer. They make more money. They make better parents. They are more productive. So I, you know, besides writing books and having a website called Finding Happiness, I try to practice what I preach. I'm not always successful, but I try to have a lot of good, peaceful, and happy, grateful feelings. And when you do, you know, the world tends to smile back.
So true. Really is so true. I have a girlfriend who's moving to another country, and she says, I just got tired, Deb, of walking around Beverly Hills and no one would look at me. And all I could think of was, did you look at them?
Uh-huh.
I have noticed, I can look in anyone's face. I mean, we all experience this. We're no different. But if I look in someone's face and I crack into this ear-to-ear grin, it's doesn't mean someone won't return the same. That has happened, of course. But 97% of the time, someone will be taken unawares, and I will get this amazing, genuine smile back of surprise and connection. And it's just a moment, but moments can make your day. They can be so uplifting, and who knows where somebody else could be in a moment to connect like that and smile. And that takes me back to your original story about thank you and about the idea of kindness and gratitude. It doesn't just come from, you know, gosh, to my producer, Doug, thank you. You do an extraordinary job. I'm so grateful to have you in my court and on this show. And that is truth. I am. I love people who are amazing at what they do in their jobs. It's also in a moment with a total stranger and taking a second to be kind and grateful. And you can turn everyone's energy around.
Yeah, studies show the quickest way to boost your own happiness level is to do an act of kindness for a stranger or friend. So I think of that as a technology of joy. You know, it's not a gadget or an app or a supplement, but it is a technology, and science has backed it up. So I try to do that every day.
When we come back, we're going to be talking to Jonathan about tools for better relationships. Stay tuned. You're going to want to hear this. We'll be right back.
Dare to dream, dream, dream.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world? And to like yourself a lot more. Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer, it's about being the question, always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
Would you like to be a part of creating a sustainable future on planet Earth? The El Lugar Foundation, created by Gary Douglas and Dr. Dane Heer, is a non-for-profit organization providing alternative ways of working with and preserving land for a sustainable future. To donate and learn more, go to crowdrise.com/change the course of our. What kind of Earth would you like to see passed on to the next generation and beyond? crowdrise.com/change the course of our.
Do you enjoy listening to Gary and Dane every week on Voice America? Would you like to spend 4 days with them, exploring what else is possible for your life and living? Access Consciousness is not a thing you do. It's a lifestyle you can live. It gives you access to everything you are and gives you the tools to create anything you desire. What else would you like to add to your life? How much fun can you have being alive? What are you capable of that you haven't ever acknowledged? Join Gary Douglas and Dr. Dane Heer in the new foundation class, April 15th to 18th in Vancouver, Canada, or live streamed online. It's a brand new core class in Access, and you could be part of its creation. To find out more or sign up, visit 5daysofchange.com.
To learn more about getting your book to number one international bestseller and joining the bestseller book launch program, go to mybestsellerbook.com. To learn more about concierge level, VIP private 1 days, yeah, staple this to your memory. Go to mybestsellerbook.com as well as debbiedashinger.com.
Or Dare to Dream. I'm speaking with Jonathan Robinson, who wrote The Technology of Joy. Jonathan, what tools, are there any tools that help create a better relationship or better relationships?
Well, yes, there are. There's various apps that have been found to be very useful that way. I have a whole chapter dedicated to ways to find an appropriate partner, because I don't think Tinder is the best way. But there are some really good websites and apps for doing that. And then there's apps for deepening relationships, like one's called Couple, one's called Between. And all these apps are like, you know, $3 or less, so it's not really a money thing. And they work pretty well. One's called Fix a Fight. And what I love is that they're very convenient, and they really steer you towards deepening connection. And on our own, we're not so good at doing that. We all want intimacy, and the instructions for finding intimacy are in the word, into me see. But we sometimes need to be guided to be vulnerable and truly honest in our communication. These apps can really help do that.
This is Dare to Dream. Jonathan, what are you next Dare to Dream? Your future dreams and goals? What are they?
Well, I'm actually letting go of goals. I used to be a goal-oriented person. Now my goal is to just serve what I hear to serve in the moment from my intuition and higher self. So I guess you could say my goal is to experience more surrender. Mm-hmm. I would like the book to do well. I would like these tools to reach more people, because I think they can be helpful. And but to be satisfied with whatever is happening in this moment and to be more present for it is my personal focus at this point.
Beautiful. I'm right there with you. Where can we buy the book and where can we find you on the web?
I have a website called findinghappiness.com, and there's a lot of free stuff on that site. So if you put in your email address, you get all my favorite happiness techniques, and people can buy the book from there, or they can buy it from Amazon. And there's a lot of good information there that most people don't know about, and it's fun to pursue, and it's even more fun to partake of it.
Well, I just left a review for your book on Amazon, so I know you can definitely go to Amazon and buy The Technology of Joy. Jonathan, what a delight to have you on the show. I'm so grateful you came on today, and please reach out to us again in the future. I'd love to have you back.
Well, thank you, Debbie. I really enjoyed your questions and your enthusiasm.
What a blessing. I end today's show with this quote from Harriet Tubman. Every great dream begins with a dreamer. Always remember, you have within you the strength, the patience, and the passion to reach for the stars to change the world. For classes on media mastery training, to become the best at radio interviews, and also creating your book into a guaranteed bestseller, go to mybestsellerbook.com, mediamasteryradio.com, as well as debbiedashinger.com. Lots of free downloads and information there. And again, share this show with your friends. Help change some lives. Thanks for joining me today on Dare to Dream.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to debbiedashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at debbiedashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to debbiedashinger.com. That's www.debbiedashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
Here I'm standing now, waiting for my time to be all that I can be. It's so easy to forget, life is in my hands, and I can change it if I want. Nothing's impossible.